We are now in the age of digital disruption. While the federal government is focusing heavily on the startup space as a potential way to grow the economy, Commuteroy entrepreneur Dean Foley has created Australia's first startup accelerator for Indigenous people. Called Barayamal, meaning Black Swan, the organization aims to mentor, inspire and fund Indigenous startups. Paul Brescia reports.
Before Europeans arrived in Australia, they had never seen a black swan. For Dean Foley, a Kamilaroi man, it was the perfect metaphor for the Indigenous Accelerator program which he is building up.
The metaphor here is that a lot of people don't know Indigenous entrepreneurs exist or, you know, really, but they exist or they're successful. So we're trying to build an accelerator program that can help Indigenous entrepreneurs build and grow their businesses and show other Australians in the world that, you know, they do exist and they can build great businesses that have a global impact.
After 5 years in the Royal Air Force, Dean did some research into support programs available for Indigenous Australians hoping to launch startups and was disappointed with what he found.
Came across different organisations that are supposed to help Indigenous people get into business that weren't, in my opinion, and then I asked a lot of Indigenous people who I know and who have dealt with these companies, and they had the same opinion. So now I've started Barayamal, which is an accelerated program for Indigenous entrepreneurs that helps them build and grow companies.
But what are some of the ideas being generated by people inside the program?
One of the participants in the mini accelerator program we're currently running in Fishburners in Brisbane is Glenn Bird. So he's got an idea for an app that will help Indigenous artists to sell directly to customers. So currently a lot of these Indigenous artists are only getting 3% commission. And he's hoping to create an app or platform they can utilise to get 70% commission for their art to help, you know, Indigenous community and help these artists, you know, make decent money.
So what have you learned since starting the program?
A lot. So I'm not very good at public speaking. Sorry. I prefer to be behind the scenes, but I've learned that, you know, if you're very passionate about something, about an idea, kind of have to step up and, you know, really push it. You kind of have to, you know, get everything done to make stuff happen. And because I've got Aboriginal heritage, grew up within the community in Gundah, New South Wales, for me, it was just learning, I guess, to come out of your shell a bit and work hard for something you're passionate about and for something that could help a lot of people. So Indigenous self-employment is about 5%, where non-Indigenous is approximately 16%. So there's a massive difference there that we're hoping to close.
What sort of challenges do Indigenous startups in country Australia face compared to startups based in capital cities?
There's a lot of challenges a lot of Indigenous entrepreneurs face. Like, a fair few of them aren't technical. They don't have the technical skills, so we're trying to help them build around that. And other things might be what we're trying to solve too is access to early seed capital, where, you know, in the city build-up areas, there's a lot of accelerator programs, there's a lot of incubator programs, and there seems to be a fair bit of money floating around where Indigenous entrepreneurs, especially in rural, in remote areas, don't have access to that or don't know where to go to get access or the support they need to build up their idea and get early seed capital.
We often only hear about successful startups. What happens to the ideas that don't pan out so well?
Yeah, good question. So I think, like a lot of startups, whether Indigenous or non-Indigenous, fail, you know, approximately 90%. I think the important thing, what we're trying to instill is, you know, it's all about the learning experience. Yes, some entrepreneurs might fail, but you can learn from that and you might come up with a better idea and execute better next time to run, you know, to grow or build and grow a successful business. So for us, it's all about the process and not and what you learn and not getting caught up in the fail rate.
Dean Foley, Kamilaroi entrepreneur and founder of Barayamal, ending that report by Paul Brescia.